Life is like a prank call in Roy, New Mexico. Collect calls, ding cars, harassing Walmart customers. Can I take your hair, please? For genetic testing, snowplow. Have to pay the stupid bitch fee, snowplow. Roy, New, that's my name. It's Roy, who snowplow. Danger, watch for scammers. I'm the Verizon corporate manager, and I need your V-card for my snowplow. It's every day on PLA, it's snowplow show. Tell your kids to shut the fuck up, snowplow show. I'm going to call the final boss now, snowplow show.
You're listening to the Snowplow Show for August 23rd, 2016. And today's show is sponsored by Gobi Gobi Gobi. Or is it Gobi Gobi Gooby? I don't know. I think you guys just choose weird names so you can listen to me have a hard time pronouncing them. But whatever, I don't care as long as you're supporting the show, I guess. If you'd like to support the show, it's really easy to do. You just go to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.org/cactus. And that gets you access to the video version of the show. For example, this show has a video version, if you'd like to see that. And also, very rarely, you get a secret show. So it's totally worth $5 a month. By the way, thank you, TK Billington, for making today's theme song for the Snowplow Show. It was the DuckTales version. He says he absolutely loves my show, and it helps him get through his shitty one-hour commute every day. So thank you, TK Billington, for the new theme song, which will probably set off YouTube copyright alarms. So I got a bizarre email from a guy named People's Karma Squad. Not sure if that's his real name, but he claims that September is National Hobo Month, and he says, I propose that all listeners purchase a PLA t-shirt and give it to a hobo. I did, and by cracky, I feel good about it. Attached is a photo of a hobo that has been frequenting the neighborhood since spring. I gave him a PLA t-shirt, $5, a pack of smokes, and crowned him the king of the hobos. His joy brought tears to my eyes. I encourage all listeners, when they purchase a PLA t-shirt, to buy another for a hobo of your choice. Already have a PLA shirt? Then buy another one for a hobo, and make the world a little bit better. And oh, it looks like his name is actually Mr. Hunga Dunga from the People's Karma Squad. So anyway, there's an amazing photograph that he sent me of a hobo wearing a blue PLA shirt. You know, the athletic style, established 1994. And I'm gonna put that up as the show art today. So you can all bear witness to the king of the hobos. I think he's wearing a Burger King hat. You know, the kind that you get in the kids' meals. So holy shit, I think this guy gave him a Burger King hat, maybe. It's hard to see. Let me zoom in. Yep, that's a Burger King hat. This is amazing, Mr. Hunga Dunga. So if you don't normally go to the show notes on phonelosers.org, you should definitely do that for this show at least, because you can see the king of the hobos, which is something that everyone should see. Hey, remember a couple weeks ago when I let the phonelosers.org domain expire? And then last week I let the hosting for phonelosers.org expire? Well, guess what I let expire this time? I let snowplowshow.com expire. So it was down for a good 24 hours before I noticed, and it just happened to be the server that contained the old episode, the Blockbuster episode, that I put on the podcast feed. So holy shit, I just really need to get my shit together and stop letting things expire. Hopefully it won't happen again soon, but no promises, I guess. And I sort of have some good news related to this. I've got part of the archives up of the old Snowplow shows. I think it's just 2013, but at least I got some of it up. I just have to fix the other years now. So if you go to the archive page on phonelosers.org/snowplowshow, then you should be able to listen to old shows from 2013. I had to do that so I could link to the Blockbuster audio from the old show that I posted recently. So see, posting old shows, it's starting to pay off, isn't it? So today's show is a live show that happened earlier today. This show lasted for about 3.5 hours. I don't know why that happened, but I guess I was just having such a great time that I forgot to stop doing the show. It lasted for 3.5 hours. But lucky for you, I've edited that 3.5 hours down to about 1 hour and 40 minutes. Don't worry, I didn't get rid of anything good. It was just a bunch of people not answering and phones ringing and stuff like that. If you want to hear the show as it was originally, then find the video version of the show. But you don't really want to do that because all of the good stuff is in this episode, I think. Except the part where I was really racist. I edited that part out. You can only see that in the video. Oh, and I took out the part where I got the old lady to take the cover off of her circuit breaker box and try to remove some of the wires with a fork. I took that out because she ended up in the hospital. And I don't need any legal trouble, so I had to take that part out. I'm sorry. If you want to hear that part, be sure to listen to the video version of the show. Oh, and there was a part where I got doxxed. Someone called into the show and read off all of my personal information. Everybody knows my real name is Brad Carter now, and he gave out my phone number, my address, everything. It sucks. I took that out of this version. You guys don't want to hear that anyway, so if you do want to hear that, just go find the video version of this show.
This is Spider-Man. Criminals drive me up the wall. So call me at 1-900-909-1234. You'll not only hear an incredible adventure every day, I'll also tell you how to get this comic book pack up to a $10 value free with your $2.45 two-minute call. You'll also help the U.S. Committee for UNICEF. So get your parents' permission to call 1-900-909-1234. Now, time for another adventure.
Yeah, okay, so hey everyone, I'm doing a show, and it's going to be a fun show. Probably going to be the best show you've ever heard. The chat room has insisted that I do a Facebook mob today, so I found one that we can do. I'm going to paste it in the chat room, but I'm also going to say what it is, which I will edit out of the podcast part so you guys don't harass this place for the next 5 years like you do everywhere else. It's facebook.com/ church. Apparently it's not a church. Apparently it's a food place of some sort. The thing with we're Facebook mobbing them. So what you do is you go there and write something crazy on their page. Try not to write anything too mean or too perverted. There's two reasons for this. One, we don't want them to feel singled out because, you know, we're not trying to upset these. Well, we are, but, you know, we don't want to be complete dicks. Anyway, the other reason is because someone has reported that their Facebook got shut off and the only bad thing they did was a Facebook mob. They participated in a Facebook mob, and they had to, like, send in their ID and prove that they were themselves. They got reported, so you might not want to be too crazy on your reviews or whatever you do. You know, just say wacky things instead of mean things. I think that will usually help. So today, I have an email. Oh, and I'll get back to that Facebook thing here in a little bit. I have an email from a guy who I think I shouldn't say his name. I don't think he wants me to say his name. This guy says, these are callback requests to customer with... Okay, basically it's an ISP. It's a huge list of numbers. I have all these people's home phone numbers and their names, and they've called tech support for some reason. I'll go through the list quickly and just tell you some of the tech support things they said. Inquire about availability for an area. General question of voicemail and internet use. Okay, apparently they sell phone service also. Want to update contact number for move request. Here's a good one. Wants credit for 7 weeks because the internet wasn't working. Here's one that wants to update their credit card. So I'm going to get so many credit card numbers from this show and use them for fraud. It's going to be great. Here's a lady who wants to know why her phone doesn't work. Need help placing an order. Oh my god, what a fucking idiot. Move request. Customer wants to cancel his services. Oh, we're not going to have that. So this should be fun. This is a really huge list. I would say at least 100 numbers. So thank you very much, person who sent these to me. I was going to do a show yesterday, and stupid Laugh Track Matt and Zax, they had to do a show, and went right, like, within minutes of when I was getting ready to set my shit up and do a show. Fucking Matt and Zax, they did their show. So I just listened to their show instead. But it was kind of nice, because I didn't have anything prepared yesterday. I was just going to go into it blindly. But now I have something prepared. I have this gigantic list that somebody sent me. He says what my caller ID number should be. I've already set that up. He sent this to me 3 days ago, and I emailed him. I'm like, hey, thanks, that's a great list. And so he replied to me, and he gave me an updated list as of last night. So the one from 3 days ago, they've probably all been called back. But this list is brand new. It's maybe, I don't know, less than 24 hours old. So some of them have been called, but not all of them. Maybe I should start at the bottom and work my way up. First, we're going to call Lindsay. Lindsay says, the tech did not show up in the 20... What? In the 20th. I don't know. Maybe the tech was supposed to be there a certain time. They didn't show up. This person is Canadian. Some of these are Canadian, but some of them are not. It's kind of part Canada, part over the border of Canada. Yes, it's pronounced Canada. You probably didn't know that, did you?
Hello?
Hey there, is this Lindsay?
Yes, it is.
Sorry, I had my music up really fucking loud. This is John from the internet. You called about us because the tech didn't show
up. Hey.
Hey, what you doing? What you doing, Lindsay?
Not much. I'm just at work right now.
Oh, where do you work at? I see. Okay. Well, yeah, you said the tech didn't show up. What were you wanting to do? Were you just wanting to schedule another appointment?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Let's see. What day is good for you?
What are the hours that they would come?
Oh, anytime. Pretty much anytime before 7 p.m.
Okay. Like, I could schedule a time, or he'll be there sometime between 7 a.m.
We'll
and 7 p.m.?
Yeah, something like that. Like, you can schedule a time, but he's not going to be there at that time. You know, he's going to be there, like, hours before or hours after. You know how it works.
Right, right. Then probably Friday will work best.
Friday? All right, let me type that in.
Or actually, let's do Thursday.
Ah, shit. Now I got to type it all again. Hold on. Shit. Fuck. Okay. Type in Thursday. All right, what time?
Thursday at like noon.
All right, Thursday at noon. Oh, shit, I wrote two. Fuck. Gotta do it again.
The keyboard is very loud.
Hey, fuck you. It's a good keyboard. Wait, what do you use, a fucking Mac? Anyway, now I gotta start over because you broke my concentration.
Sorry about that.
Okay. Wednesday at 7. Got it. All right. We'll be there Wednesday at 7.
Thursday at noon.
Wednesday at 7 is what you're getting because you insulted my keyboard, so fuck you. Aren't you going to get pissed at me? Why aren't you yelling at me?
No, I don't get pissed.
All right. Well, it doesn't make for a very good prank call if you don't get pissed at me. You know?
Ouch.
Okay, well, we'll see you Tuesday, 1 week from today.
No.
Yep, that's when it's happening. What's the problem anyway? What's wrong?
No, I would need to order internet.
Oh, you don't even have internet?
So it needs to be Thursday at noon.
You don't have internet currently?
No.
What do you use for internet? Just your cell phone or something?
No, it's a new house.
I see. I was going to say, you're like a hobo or something. Don't even have internet. What are you, poor? All right. Well, yeah, thanks for nothing. I'll see you Tuesday.
Is it? What?
Bye. Hanging up on you now.
Okay. Okay.
All right, then. Have a nice day. See ya. Bye. Sorry about the hammering. It's the roofers.
Who is this?
I'm with the internet. You called us to set up your internet, and he said we didn't show up. Tried to say it was our fault.
Okay, well, I need to go, so...
All right, well, go then. Hang up the phone.
I'll call back. Thank you, bye.
No, don't call back. We've already got this scheduled thingy done, so okay. God, she... unangerable is what she was. You guys, the roofer, I think he is pretty much, like, right there. Right above me, standing, 3 feet from my head and hammering. I'm sorry about the noise. They were gone for days. I could have done shows, but I figured the roofers are going to be back, but they just disappeared for a bunch of days. Now they're back, though. All right, stupid Lindsay. Oh, another thing about the roofers. Okay, so I came up here this morning, and there's a bulletin board, like, mounted right here above my head, and it was on the floor. They were hammering this morning, I guess, and it fell off of, it's kind of like the slanted ceiling part, fell off. There's, like, shit all over the desk, like, you know, drywall, and it just, it came, it was screwed in with screws, but they hammered it, and it doesn't look, I don't know. It wouldn't have been amazing, though, if that would have happened during my show. I would have had just this big bulletin board fall on my head with a bunch of dust. That would have been hilarious. Fucking roofers had to be here at 7:30 in the morning, though. Damn it.
Hello?
Hi, Alexandra?
Wrong number.
Or wait,
no one with that name.
Hey, shut up. Is this Simon? Simone?
Wrong name. Simone.
Hey.
Who is this?
Well, I'm calling from the internet. You called about an appointment?
Appointment?
Yeah, an appointment.
What kind of an appointment I would call about?
I don't know. You tell me, motherfucker. You're confirming a tech support, a tech appointment. That's what it was.
You're the fucker. I canceled that appointment. How's
hey,
that?
Hey, no, you're the fucker. You are the fucker. Hey, she can't talk to me like that. What the hell?
Not here. The appointment is canceled.
Hey, you're not allowed to have appointments with us anymore. Forever. You're banned
it's
from
my act.
You're banned from appointments forever. Let's call her back and do a cancellation fee. All right. I don't know who suggested that, but everyone's agreeing with it. I think it's Etsa. Etsa's always causing trouble.
I'm not available right
Shit.
Now, so if you would leave me a message, I will return your call.
All right, I won't leave a message, I guess. Oh, look at this guy. Last invoice was more than usually.
Hello?
Hi, Augustin?
No, it's the speaking.
This is Roy from the internet. You called because
Roy?
Yeah, you called because your last invoice was more than usually.
Just a moment.
All right.
Hi.
Hi. You called because your bill was slightly more than usually.
About that.
Yeah. That's the one.
I called you 2 or 3 days ago.
Okay, well, we're just now getting back to calling you. Just settle down, you know?
We have
a lot of people to call.
When you receive a bill, you have to pay immediately. When you have issues, you can't answer our question quickly. That's not normal.
Well,
I
you know, we're busy.
One of your coworkers.
We're busy, okay? We're just busy. We got a lot of shit to do.
Okay. Someone called me today. That's okay now.
Well, no, I'm taking care of this. Fuck that other guy. He's not getting the commission for this. I'm gonna take care of things.
That's okay. Someone else called me.
I want to fix it again. I want to fix it. You need to get it fixed twice. Okay.
There is nothing to fix now. For now.
What?
Everything is okay.
What was it that was fixed? I'll break it again.
The only problem was about the bill. You paid the bill. I needed the explanation why it's so high today.
Oh, it's high because I needed to pay for gifts, Christmas presents for my children. So I just made your bill a little bit higher.
I have the explanation. Now I told you that it's okay.
Yeah, well, yeah, but now that you lowered your bill, my kids aren't going to have Christmas.
What kids?
My children. My little boy and my little girl, they're not going to have Christmas now because you had to get your bill lowered.
Sir, I don't understand what you're talking about. I give you my son.
Yeah, we just put that... Okay. Hello?
Yes?
Hello, how are you today?
Doing yourself?
Great. I don't have time for small talk, though. Come on.
Pardon me?
I don't have time for small talk.
Small talk. What are you calling for?
I'm calling from the internet, and that what's his face there? He said his invoice was more than usually.
Yeah, but that was 2 weeks ago, though.
No, it was like 2 or 3 days ago. Quit exaggerating. It's just the invoice was for 2 or 3 weeks ago. You know, because okay. You get billed later than when it happens.
And what do you want now?
I don't know. I was just calling to see what his problem was.
Everything's fine now, so thank you and have a good day.
What'd you say to me?
Everything is fine now, so thank you and have a good day.
Did you call me an asshole?
Well.
Didn't he say it? I thought he said asshole. It's kind of hard to hear with all the hammering right above my head. I thought they already finished my part of the roof. Damn it. Mr. Krabs wants me to call him a turd winder. I should have. Okay, here we go. This one's going to work. Azabelle. I'm going to get a broom and start banging on the ceiling. Start banging back at the roofers. That'll teach them. Hi, Azabelle.
Speaking.
Hey there. I'm calling from the internet. You called us to change your credit card?
I already spoke with somebody.
Oh, yeah, but it didn't go through. We need to do it again. Do you have your credit card?
I will call back if I need to. It didn't went?
Are you in the bathtub right now?
Yes, why?
Oh, that's hot. Ooh, made her hang up. You know, this could be an epic show where a roofer falls through my roof and like lands in the background, like right over there on that lamp or something. It's gonna be amazing if that happens. So, you know, keep watching. It could happen. Customer want to make a move request for her services. She want to get the call back at 2:20 p.m. today. Yeah, that's not going to happen. That was yesterday. Well, okay, hold on. So a lot of these people have been called back. I need an updated list from the guy that sent these to me. So I'm going to go to the very end of the list, hopefully, and I'll work my way backwards. And hopefully these won't be already used up. So let's call Solomon. Hopefully he speaks good English.
Hello?
Hi, Soliman?
Oh?
Is this Solomon? I'm calling from the internet.
Oh, wait a minute. Hello?
Hi, is this Solomon?
Yes.
Yay! I'm calling from the internet. You called and you said you wanted to update your credit card on your account. Remember?
Internet?
Yeah, your internet. You want to update your credit card?
Which company?
Yeah, that's the one. Shh. I'm trying not to say it.
So I don't have internet.
Less editing to do. Well, then what'd you call for? Why'd you call us?
Phone.
What?
Phone.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. It's internet phone. It's an internet-based phone.
Yeah, that one is already updated.
You updated the credit card?
Yeah.
Why'd you call us then? Like, why'd you call?
I called yesterday, not today.
Well, if you already did it, what'd you call for? I thought you wanted us to call you back.
Oh, but you called me back after 24 hours?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm just making sure that it all went all right. Did everything go okay?
No. That is a good of it. You call me after like a 24 hours.
Hey, don't get an attitude with me.
No, I understand. I told them my phone don't have a power. Okay?
Oh, hey, I'm going to have to...
As soon as possible.
I'm going to add a fee onto your account. It's called the speakerphone fee. And that's what happens when you put me on speakerphone. I charge you an extra fee, $20.
All right.
I'm giving you a $20 fee because you put me on speakerphone.
Speakerphone?
Yeah. Or I don't know, was that speakerphone? It kind of sounded like it for a second.
Sorry?
You heard me.
You're talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. There's nobody else here, is there?
No, what do you mean is a speakerphone?
I thought it was a speakerphone. Sorry, my mistake.
My character is already updated yesterday.
Hey, don't yell at me. Stop yelling at me. You don't have to yell at me.
I'm not yelling you.
You don't have to be rude.
No, I'm not yelling you.
You're being so rude.
No, I'm not rude.
You're so rude. No. Quit being rude.
No.
I'm going to give you an extra...
I just told you.
I'm giving you a $25 fee for repeating what I said.
What do you mean?
It's a repeating fee. I'm giving you a $25 repeating fee and putting it on your bill.
A repeating fee, man.
Yeah, because you keep repeating me and you're very rude.
No, I'm not rude. Listen.
All done. It's done. Completely done. $25 for repeating me.
No, you have to listen, man.
What?
I told you. I called yesterday, okay?
Oh, well, you shouldn't call. Why'd you call twice for?
No, I'm not called twice.
Oh, listen, you're harshing my mellow, so I'm going to put a $15 harshing my mellow fee on your bill. So on next month, it's going to be a $15 fee and a $25 fee. That's a total of $40. All done.
Can I talk to the manager?
Oh, no. And you need to stop sexualizing me. It's unprofessional.
That is the customer service?
Huh?
That is customer service?
Yeah, I'm with customer service. I'm going to add a $10 I'm going to add a $10 fee for making you you made me give you more than one fee. So that's a fee cuz it costs a lot of money to add these fees in. So that's going to be $10. Let's see. Okay, yep. All done. $10 fee. A fee. Okay, well, I guess that's all I need then. Thank you very much for being a customer. He saw his opportunity to get the fuck out of there and just did it. Okay, I'm going to skip foreign-looking names. This list is so huge that it doesn't matter. I can skip things, right? Let's call Mindy. Mindy wants to update her payment method.
Hello?
Hey, Mindy?
Yes?
How you doing? This is the internet. You called to update your payment method yesterday?
I already did.
Right, yes. But
I must have called back and got someone.
Oh, yeah. So you updated the payment method and everything?
Yep.
Look, can
thank
we,
you.
Can we update your payment method one more time?
Would you like to read it and I can confirm?
Well, no. I'm not asking for a number. I'm not a scammer. Quit accusing me.
Okay.
So I was just thinking maybe instead of money, you could pay me with sex?
With what?
Sex. You know, maybe. Aw, she turned down again. Hello, Mindy?
Hello.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm sorry, I had my music going. Hey, we got disconnected somehow. My phone must have died. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I think I'm done here.
Oh, what do you think, though? Like, maybe, you know, just maybe. You could save some money that way. Save a little bit of money, alright. Guess not. What a prude, you know? What a prude. Okay, Larry. Larry has a phone book question, and he needs a callback. He has a question about phone books. Apparently it's 1997. Oh, Binstacle says to get him to rip it in half. He's not going to answer, though, which kind of sucks.
Hello, you've reached Larry Rick.
Damn it. Damn it, Larry. I should tell him he can't have a new phone book, though, unless he rips the old one in half.
Hello, you've reached Larry.
Okay, next is...
Oui, bonjour.
Hi, Robert.
Yes?
Hey, Robert, it's Dave from the internet. You called about being a customer with this and some plans and all that stuff.
Oh, it's okay. I already got my answer.
Did you get it from us? Did you get our internet?
No, I didn't.
Oh, who'd you go with?
Not you.
Well, who was it, motherfucker? Tell us. Tell me. What a dick. Not you. the hammering. What a dick.
I am unavailable to take your messages. Please leave a detailed message, and I will return your phone call.
Doesn't he just sound like a jerk?
Thank you, and have a great day.
No, you have a great day. Whatever. Sophia, installation was not done. Wants to know the status of this account. Hello, Sophia?
Speaking.
Hey there, this is Roy from the internet. You're calling about your installation?
Yeah, I actually spoke to someone, but they were supposed to get back to us with the date.
Well, I'm getting back to you with the date. What do you think I'm calling for? Durr. So, what days are good for you then?
Well, I'm not the customer. I'm actually the person that's helping the customer out.
Oh, well, who's the customer? Is this some sort of a fraud thing?
Pardon me?
Well, this sounds very sketchy. Like, why would you be calling for someone else? That's very weird.
Well, why am I calling for someone else? I'm calling them helping out a downline.
I see. Why don't they just call themselves? Aw, man. I think I fucked that one up.
Hello?
Hey, we got disconnected somehow. So I just needed to let you know that I'm going to have to charge an extra $20 fee because you hung up on me.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding. You don't just hang up on me. You're supposed to say goodbye politely. What do you think this is, America?
You really got to be kidding me. You call me. I know you're telling me about hanging up on you and charging me extra train, but for what?
For hanging up on me. I just told you. I'm typing it in right now on your account. Hang up fee, $20. There. Done.
You can type whatever you want to type.
I did. I put it on the invoice. You're going to have to pay an extra $20 for hanging up on me.
Who's going to pay the extra $20?
You are, or whoever it is that you're like doing this scam with. The sketchy scam thing. You know?
You know, today's a blessed day. Today's a great day. I don't know where you're getting off with talking about scam and all kinds of bullshit, but you need to get off my phone with that kind of behavior.
Oh, that sounds
right?
Like you want me to put
because I'm not running any scam. I don't know who you are and what you're up to, but you need to get off my phone.
Well, I think I'm going to add a stupid bitch fee onto your invoice. Hold on. I'm going to do it right now.
You can add that on, too.
I am. I'm putting a stupid bitch fee, $15. There. Done. I'm going to print it out now. All right. Stupid bitch fee. It's on there. $15 and then $20 hang-up fee.
Anything else you want to add on?
I don't know. You want me to put on a sassy woman fee?
You can add that on, too.
I will. Maybe I will. On that one, I can make it any amount I want. I'll just put $40.
You can add on whatever you want to add on, because I don't know where you're getting off with this kind of behavior. You ask me a question.
I know you don't.
I don't even know who you are.
I know you don't even care if I add on fees, because you're just trying to scam us or something, using fake names or whatever you're doing.
You're representative?
Of course I am.
And you're behaving like this?
Oh, I'm behaving how we behave when someone calls in and tries to scam us.
How are we scamming you?
I don't know. I don't know what you're up to.
How am I scamming you?
I don't know what you're up to. You're setting up internet for under a fake name.
Did I call you?
Well, yeah, you did yesterday, and I'm calling you back.
You know what?
You wanted to know the status.
If this is the way that you're behaving as a representative, you're the one that needs to be charged.
We don't have to be nice to scammers.
Because that's not the behavior of an ACN representative.
Yeah, that's something a scammer
need
would say.
To be charged.
Sounds like something a scammer would say. We don't have to be nice to criminals.
Really?
Yeah, if you're a criminal, why should we be nice? You're not going to give us any money. You're going to take things from us. Scammers don't deserve respect.
You know what? How about you? You give me some information. Which is your name?
I already told you my name.
And your
it's Roy.
ID number. Hey. And we'll see who's getting the scamming behavior going on.
Hey, maybe I'll reduce those fees if you come over here and lick my poo hole. Maybe.
Need to get off my phone.
We'll just see how good you are. No, you
before
get off.
Before I call the authorities for you.
You get off my phone first.
I didn't call you.
Well, you're going to end the call. You better hang up.
I did not call you.
You know what?
So how about you get off my phone?
Well, you get off my phone first.
I didn't call you.
I'm going to charge you another hang-up fee, though, when you hang up on me.
You can charge whatever
good.
You like.
I have your permission on recording that I can charge you anything
you
I want.
You can charge whatever I'm you
gonna,
like.
I'm just
going
to...
Because as a representative, you need help.
Oh, I'm putting so many fees on your account right now. You're never going to be able to afford this bill. All right, all done. Your first bill is going to be like $8,000. Hello? Sophia? Oh, I mean Sophia? Hello? 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 Sophia? Sophia, your account's past due. You owe us $8,000. All right. Oh, she's afraid to hang up because she doesn't want another fee. Because that's going to make it $9,000. Sophia, we need to do a survey. How would you rate this call on a scale of... 1 to American. She hung up. Finally. That was amusing, I guess. Hey, let's do the Facebook thing. The Facebook mob. I'm going to paste the Facebook mob link in the YouTube chat room. If anyone wants to go there and leave very nice but weird reviews. Let me reload the page. This place is called 66 Church. Their very first... Oh, look, 14 comments on their very first thing. It's just a bunch of picture of food. It says, Buffalo what? Introducing Buffalo Chicken Mini Tacos. $2 Mini Tacos. $2 Tall Boys. $5 Sangrias. Whatever that is. So let's see. Comments. Can I use my food stamps to get the... Wait, what? Can I use my food stamps to get the tacos? That's from Gavin. Hector also wants to know if there's any food stamp tacos. Ryan, still offering the combo meal with grape pop. Etsa says, yay for food stamp tacos. Everyone's talking about food stamp tacos. Keith says, I love cum stained tacos. Let me just get to the reviews. Etsa says, looks almost as good as cactus juice, to whatever that post was. Let's see, visitor posts. Let's look at that first. I heard you guys will be having octopus tacos soon. That's from Joseph. Dwight says, can you make me some Taco Bell? This would be better if we called it 666 Church, just saying. That's from Jared. Echo says, I give this excellent eatery 6 out of 6. Though I found it very bizarre that the napkins were actually pages ripped from a Bible, the taste of the cactus tacos was to die for. Don't forget to let Big Mr. Bob Murphy treat you to a visit to the glory hole around back. It's worth the surcharge. Vinny says, excellent food and service. Our waiter Roy was great. However, things changed after a fart demon possessed me while dining here and was asked to move to the back pews. Nice reference. Jason says, the waiter Roy suggested the chili pepper cactus tacos, which were amazing, a great atmosphere, plenty of red box machines for the freaks. And elite hackers. The glory holes in the bathroom could use some cleaning, but who's going to complain except maybe Carlito, that fat bastard. I agree. Chris says, it's a great place to bring your family for Sunday service. The sacramental bread has been replaced with delicious cactus tacos. The wine was switched to a refreshing Mr. Pibb. The flaming dart competition is fierce, with Father Carrot Top taking top place. But it's all in good fun. Highly recommend it. See, these are good reviews. They're not too crazy. They're not too... rapey stuff. You guys aren't going to lose your accounts for these. Great food specials, fresh tacos, not old beat-up lobster meat, $2 tall boys. It's almost like Tijuana pricing, teehee. I'm really hoping they put the new Cactus beer on draft. That's from Ryan. Gavin says, food stamp cacti tacos are okie dokie, but not the best. My car got dinged in the parking lot, but the guy left a note when I called him, and he told me he did it because he didn't like my parking, and then laughed at me and hung up. Do you guys realize that Ding Timber is a mere 1 week away? Holy shit. I haven't even set up a new phone number for that yet. I gotta do that soon. One more month, it's all gonna turn into Ding Timber. I'm gonna get sick of it by the end. Keith says, excellent service here at 666 Church. After we had the amazing steak and pork chops, we sacrificed a goat for the glory of Satan. Only a matter of time until the Dark Lord reigns upon Earth. Also, the coleslaw is to die for. Bear says, got all my food for free after filling out a very personal and somewhat intimate survey for the Chinese government. I highly recommend this place. Kevin says, was having a terrible day and my cat was killed by a cactus. Came in here and they gave me a go cup of Four Loko to go. Thanks. And they have a fully furnished glory hole in the men's room. Hallelujah. Caitlin Jones says, I was really disappointed to find out this was not a church, but totally excited that they served food. The sun chip tacos and the cactus mojitos were worth sinning for. If you need to confess your sins, I heard that you can go to, you can do that in their restrooms, where you speak to a priest, quote unquote, through a small hole that's been drilled through the wall. 5 out of 5 would attend service again. Fam says, I came to the 66 Church wanting a hell of a good meal and a devil of a good time. There we go. The mini tacos I tried were smaller than expected, being a height-impaired gnome. I'm 3'5". The mini tacos were smaller than my thumb. In the future, please advertise your tacos as micro tacos. Great food, though. Etza, he says, it's very good. It's just a bit wacky and not too crazy that it gets taken down. Okay, thanks, Etza, for that. Katie says, I had no idea you could make taco shells out of a cactus. It was pretty amazing. Be sure to take the tour of the underground tunnels after you eat. Beckley says, the best holy cactus frijoles in town. Come for the friendly staff, stay for the glory holes. And then that's it. Thank God, that's it. The rest are from like 20 hours ago. This is a pretty active page. They're getting reviews. Like a bunch of reviews 20 hours ago. That's weird. Yeah, I know. I'm craving tacos too. For some reason. I really want some mini tacos.
Hello.
Hello, Marilyn.
Yeah?
This is Roy from the internet. I understand you wanted to reschedule your tech visit.
Yes, because we missed it.
Why weren't you there? Because the tech showed up and you weren't there.
Well, because I wasn't scheduled at work that day because that is 19. And I thought that's only 18, so I missed the date. And then when someone phoned my... actually, my phone is silent. By the time I saw it in the afternoon, it's already 12, right? And they said it should be at 9 o'clock. They have to install it.
You're just full of excuses.
Anyway, well, I'm not excusing or anything, but you know what? If you're not going to come back, it's okay.
Oh, no, we'll come back. What day is good for you?
What we're saying is I'm excusing. That's not a good one.
Yeah, those were really poor excuses, I agree. So what day did you want us to come out then?
But you shouldn't say that because I'm working. I wasn't at home.
Well, maybe you should take a day off. Just take a day off and or don't schedule your tech visits while you're working. That was dumb. That was so dumb.
You know what? What's your name?
My name is Roy. So what day would you like us to come out?
Roy what? Roy...
Oh, no, I'm a who, not a what. I'm a person. Don't be rude.
I know you are. I know you are, Roy, but you are so rude.
You're treating me like an object.
Because I'm a customer, and yeah. You shouldn't say like that. You shouldn't talk to me like that.
You're a customer that's treating me like an object.
You're right, though. You know what?
What? You know what? Click. Echo says is a $10 customer is always right fee. That sounds great.
Hi, this is Marilyn Wright.
Ah, come on, Marilyn. Wait, how about this one? Gail, customer needs some information in regards to bundling services together because she's moving. What's that have to do with anything?
Hello?
Hi, Gail?
Yeah?
Hey there, it's Roy from the internet. I understand you needed some information about bundling your services together because you're moving.
I've already taken care of it.
Oh, who'd you take care of it with?
Well, I just had my cell phone rebundled.
I know.
So that I don't have to.
Which
long distance charges that I had. So I'm good. I'm fine.
But,
thank you for returning my call.
Hey, don't you hang up on me. Which employee did you talk to? Because I'm going to go punch him in the face for stealing my commission. I'm serious.
Yep, too bad.
what's his fucking name? Tell me his name right now.
Excuse me?
I said, tell me that motherfucker's name. I'm seriously, I'm going to go kick him
who
in the ball.
Who are you to talk to me like that?
Well, you know what? I should have gotten the commission for this one, and he stole it right out from underneath me. I bet you I know who it is. It's Chad.
Nobody stole your commission.
Yes, they did.
I already had the service.
Yeah, but we get commission, and you don't need to yell at me. You know what? If you keep yelling at me,
You're swearing at me, and I don't appreciate
that.
Well,
I cannot fucking help when I swear. I was just raised that way. I was on the wrong side of the tracks, and she's gone. Let's try her again. $5 raising voice fee. I agree, Echo. Cigarette voice fee.
Today, you have reached Jui.
That's a good one. Okay, well, I guess we're done with Gail, and... Hello, Clarissa?
Yeah.
Oh, hey there, this is Roy from the internet. Yeah, you called us to cancel your services a couple days ago?
Yes.
What are you canceling for?
Because right now, I am in between locations, so I'm not moving until... in 2 months.
What's in between locations mean? Does that mean you're homeless?
No, that means I'm staying with a friend.
Oh, so you're homeless.
At the internet.
Like on
no,
their,
I'm not.
Like on their couch, kind of?
No, in a room. I have my... Anyway, it doesn't even matter, but...
Your own couch in your own room? That's cool, I guess.
Dude... So I just need to cancel the service.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, no, I uncanceled it. It's still going to be there. I went ahead and uncanceled it.
Well, I just don't want it to come out for next month because I'm already paying for a month and I'm not even using the service.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to add some fees on. First of all, there's a cancellation fee of $85.43.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep, we're going to have to charge you for that. $85 cancel.
You can just send me a bill.
Yeah. Well, I'm just letting you know there's going to be an extra $85 on there.
That's fine.
And then,
but I don't want it coming. I don't want it coming out of my account. I'm not giving y'all permission to draw that out of my account.
Oh, yes, we are, because you know you signed the thing that said we can draw stuff out of your account, so it's okay.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's okay. That's fine.
There's going to be a couch surfing fee because since we know that you're staying on a couch now, that's going to be $30. $30 extra. It'll come straight
that's
off your
fine.
Card.
That's fine.
Couch surfing
You're
fee.
You're wonderful.
And then,
but actually, I'm going to move. I already found the house already.
Oh, yeah.
So when I get ready to, yes.
That's nice, honey. Good for you. I think she just incurred a hang-up fee. Everyone really wants me to say stupid bitch fee.
Hello?
Hi, Sarah?
Yes, this is.
Oh, hey, Sarah. It's Roy from the internet. You wanted to confirm your tech date?
Yes.
Okay. Did you do that yet? Because it doesn't show here that you have a tech date written down yet.
No, they said that they were going to call us back at 5, and they keep on pushing it off.
Oh, they. You know you're talking about me, right? So you're basically you're basically talking shit about me to me. That's really dumb of you. So anyway, what day would be good for you?
Anytime this week.
What day?
Today.
Today? Like
tomorrow.
What time? Well, which one? We can't be there both days.
You guys can come this evening. We'll be home.
What time?
It is 5 o'clock.
Okay, let's see if that works. Let me type it in and see if it shows up.
I said they,
Nope, nope, that doesn't work. Try something else.
What about tomorrow?
How about 1:30 a.m.? 1:30 a.m. tonight.
1:30 a.m. tonight?
Yeah, yeah, like after, you know, after midnight, like an hour and a half after midnight.
Yeah, sure.
Does that work?
Yeah.
And I'm just going to come in my own car. And since it's so late, you know, I don't like to drive at night, really. Can I just stay there after I'm done?
Give me a second.
All right, hurry up.
My husband really doesn't want that.
Oh, yeah, your husband. All of a sudden, there's a husband in the picture. Okay, that sounds real. Okay, whatever, I'll sleep in my car. Can I sleep in the driveway when I'm finished?
If that's what you want, sure.
Okay. I like to sleep naked and with the windows down, is that alright?
As long as you don't scare my neighbors away.
Okay, alright. Are you really married?
Yes.
Okay. I don't believe you, but okay.
My husband's name is Dave.
Oh, where is he then? How come he's not there?
He's working. He's on afternoons this week.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to... You didn't say that you had a husband on the bill here, so I'm putting a husband fee. It's going to be $13 extra per month for the husband fee.
What?
Because there's more than one person using it. You have to have a husband fee. Hey, don't talk to me in that Paris talk.
No, I was just talking to my daughter.
They sound like you're putting an incantation on me, like a witch's spell or something.
No, she's just asking if, like, how much it was going to be more.
All right, hold on. There we go. I just put a witchcraft fee on your bill.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. Is this a different person?
Hi. Yeah.
Oh.
This is.
Who was that witch before? She was doing like some sort of witchcraft incantation hex thing. Put like a spell on me or something.
I don't know.
She was saying some weird.
My daughter? No, I don't think, because we couldn't get the phone going.
Oh, I see. I see. That makes sense. Was that your daughter I was just talking to?
Yeah.
Is she married?
No.
Is she single?
Yeah.
Is she available? I mean, do you think
no.
she? You think she?
She has somebody.
Oh, you just said she's
like,
single.
What is this? What is this all about?
Well, she needed to confirm her tech date, and maybe I took that the wrong way because it says tech date. I thought she meant like a date, like she might be interested.
No.
But then she lied to me and she told me she had a husband. So hold on, I gotta put on the bill here on your account. There, done. A lying fee. She lied to me, so I'm putting a lying fee. It's a lying ho fee.
Oh, no, this is the family.
Yeah.
I think you got the wrong number.
No, it's the correct one. It says here, Sarah, and but it doesn't.
Yes.
It doesn't say she has a husband. She told me she has a husband, so I had to put a husband fee.
Oh, yeah.
I had to put a husband.
Yeah, Dave and Sarah.
Yeah, I'm putting a $13 husband fee every month.
Why?
Because there's a husband there, and I didn't know about it. And whoever I talked to before, she told me she was married and has a husband.
Yeah, because that is her husband. I'm her daughter. That is her husband.
You just told me she doesn't have a husband, and she might want to go out with me.
Yeah, I don't have a husband. I don't date. I'm too young.
Do you want one?
No. Sorry.
Do you need someone to be your stepdad?
Nope. No.
Damn it.
No, I have a dad.
Okay, all right. No. I can take the husband fee off of your bill if you'll let me stay the night on your couch.
No, sorry.
Oh, come on. It's going to really add up after a year. That's like over $100. $13, and then she's gone. I am not sure the ages of anyone I was just talking to. May have possibly been really inappropriate. I don't know what was going on. She told me she's married. I think they were all over 18. Let's just assume that. Oh, Milkbrain says it's all legal in France, so it's okay, since I was calling France.
Hello?
Is this Mrs. Gill?
Yes, hello, can you hear me?
Hello, I'm calling from the internet. We got a call saying your internet keeps cutting off.
No, I got a, I made a call, a complaint, that my plan has shown me, and I'm not able to register. When I tried to register online with the help of your colleague, I was then asked to link the accounts. I am unable to link the account.
Oh, I can link them.
Show me. Sorry?
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Show you something. Go ahead. You're ranting.
Huh?
You were ranting about something. I'm sorry I interrupted. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, are you from
a... yes, I am. From the internets. And it looks like on your internet account, it's not that the internet's cutting off. We're throttling your internet because you watch too much pornography.
Who are you?
I'm calling from the internet, and it looks like they're just
Your name?
Throttling. It's Roy. I already told you my name's Roy from the internet. And it's,
what do you mean from the internet? What the internet company is this?
Oh, geez, don't yell at me. Don't yell at me. Jesus Christ. I'm calling from...
You must be some kind of an idiot or something.
What? An idiot? You don't call the person that controls your internet an idiot. What do you think is going to happen?
Hi, you've reached a voicemail of Carl. I'm sorry I'm not able to take your call. It's
Carl. Okay, let's call Carl from New York. That'll make him pick up. Be a big, important call from New York. He's got to pick up for that. Hey there, we got disconnected somehow, and then you wouldn't pick up when I called back, Carl. So anyway, I just called to let you know that we're going to be adding a fee onto your account. It's going to be called a yelling at the representative over the phone fee, and that's $35 on your next bill. Oh, man. Whatever. Vanessa says her internet is down. Hi, Vanessa.
Who is this?
This is Roy from the internet. You called and said that your internet was down. I'm just calling to find out if it went back up yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is.
How long was it down for?
Since Friday.
When did it go back up?
Today.
Okay, why was it down so long? What happened? What'd you do to it?
I didn't do anything to it.
Oh, you probably...
It just stopped.
You probably did something wrong to it to make it go down. It doesn't just go down.
Like, what? No, I didn't do anything to it. I was literally sitting down, and it stopped.
Really? Were you sitting down on top of the modem?
No, why would I sit on the modem?
I don't know. Why would your internet go down? I'm trying to figure out why it went down. Anyway, I'm going to charge you a support fee for $35 since we got it working again after you broke it.
I didn't break it. Well, and what's your name?
I think this is Roy. I think you admitted a second ago that you broke it. Like you dripped water on it or something.
No, you're over there. Didn't.
Like jiggling the wires. Probably caused a short in the wire.
No. Are you a supervisor?
No, of course not. I just work here in the internet office, customer service, tech support.
Okay, so can I speak to your supervisor?
Well, hey, I was wondering, like, maybe instead of this fee, I'll take the fee off your account, but I want to be able to use your Netflix account, because I don't have one myself, and I can't afford it.
Well, I feel sorry for you if you can't afford it.
Yeah.
Where's your supervisor?
Well, do you feel sorry enough for me to let me have your Netflix password so I can log in? Because I really want to watch.
Where's your supervisor?
He went out for a bit. He's not here.
Okay. I'll wait. You could put me on hold.
Well, no, he ran to
I'll wait for your supervisor.
He went to the video store to return some movies.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be a while.
Okay. Where's your supervisor?
Because
there usually is more than one on the floor.
Oh, apparently you don't know how things work here. You know, since you don't work here and everything.
I don't really care. I just want your supervisor.
Well, it sounds like you do care because you keep asking about it. You're just making all these dumb assumptions like we have more than one supervisor. I think I have like 12 bosses or something. Jesus. I already told you the supervisor went to the video store to return a movie. So what are you, a supervisor expert?
Where is your supervisor?
He went to this video store to return a movie. Are you fucking deaf? Jeez. Jeez. God, Vanessa.
So this is how you speak to customers?
Well, the ones that are getting an attitude with me, just because I'm giving them standard fees, I'm going to give you a stupid bitch fee. I'm going to put that on your account.
You can't give me anything.
Typing it in. Here it goes. Yep, there. Stupid bitch fee. Stupid bitch fee added to your account.
Mmm, thanks.
Oh, yeah, you'll be saying that when you have to pay it. $40 next month.
No.
I'm going to put an attitude fee of $5 on there, too.
Great.
And if you talk to the supervisor, you know that's a fee, right?
Yeah, sure. I'm sure it is.
Oh, there is. You'll see. You'll see.
Okay. So do you work for AT&T or ACN?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know? Why don't you just look at your caller ID, dummy?
It says New York and don't call me dummy.
Oh, shit. I forgot to change
it. You don't know me.
Sorry. Well, no, I know that you're being kind of, you're one of those customers that think you're always right. Hold on, I need to put a customer is always right fee on here. There. That's only
$10. So, you're in New York, correct?
No, no.
Do you work for
Well, maybe, or maybe, maybe not. Okay, fine, it's
No. Then where's the headquarters?
Oh, I don't have to tell you. You're probably just trying to do some sort of scam.
No, I really just want to know who you work for.
I already told you.
So then where are the headquarters?
Well, wouldn't you like to know? What do you want to do, like bomb them or something? Is this some sort of a terrorist threat?
Why would I do that?
I don't know. Sounds like that's what you're going for. How many people use your Netflix account currently besides yourself?
You need to put your supervisor on the line.
The supervisor ran to the video store. Why don't you understand that? And I don't have 12 supervisors on standby.
It's not great.
It's not how it works.
So what what you need to do is put another representative on the phone.
Hold on. I've got to add an ISIS fee to your account. It's $25 whenever one of our customers belongs to ISIS.
Do you even know what ISIS is?
Yeah, it's a payment.
I'm sure you don't.
No, it's a payment system by Android. It's kind of like it's kind of like Apple Pay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, small breast fee.
How did you get this job?
I filled out an application online, and they called me, and I got an interview, and they hired me.
And hired you.
Yeah, I've been here for like 4 years now.
And they know that you speak like this to customers.
Well, you're sort of only kind of a customer because you're being kind of a dick.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm being an honest customer.
You're getting an attitude. You're being like, oh, put your supervisor on. Then when I tell you my supervisor's not available, you're like, I'll wait.
Well, I mean, who calls that? Their customers a bitch? Who actually says that?
Well, no, you started it because you started all your attitude. Because
I called you names, right? Well, did I name call you?
Well, no, but you had an attitude, so you may as well have been.
No, I didn't. I didn't. I didn't, right?
Your attitude called me a name.
There's no needed extra explanation.
Your personality
it's
called me.
It's either yes or no. You don't know me.
Well, it's more complicated than that. I think your attitude called me names.
No.
Yep.
It didn't. You're assuming. And that's okay.
Well, anyway, we're going to, I guess we're done. Your internet's fixed. I fixed it for you after you broke it. And that's all we need to do.
The
it's
technician
all
came and fixed it.
Oh, you didn't tell me that part.
Anything.
Oh, no, I told the technician what to do. So it wouldn't work if it wasn't for me.
That's great. That's great. However, there's still no reason for you to act the way that you're acting.
Look, here's the thing. I can't put my supervisor on because I've been banging her. And she'll get mad at me, and I don't know. She might just make me leave.
Okay.
Fire me. I don't want that.
So what is your... Is this call recorded also?
Of course, yeah. Everything's recorded here.
Okay. So what's your ID number?
Oh, I'm not telling you that. I don't want to get in trouble for the recording.
Well, you have to have a badge ID, and you're supposed to give it to me.
Who says? Where do you get all this information from? Like you think you run the company or something.
If I ask for an ID,
Who says?
Or a badge number.
Badge number?
The representative is supposed to give it to me.
Do you think I'm a cop or something?
There's companies that call it different names.
Oh, by the way,
go ahead and give me your ID.
I forgot to mention, I do need to charge you $15 to record this call. So I'm going to add that on to...
Give me your ID.
September bill.
I don't even get billed from you guys.
Oh, you're going to now.
Whatever you're saying is irrelevant.
Just wait.
Give me your ID number.
You'll see. All right. My ID number is 3.
Give me your ID number, sir.
3. Number 3. There was this guy, George. He had the employee number 3 before, but he died. He was one of the very first employees, and so I got...
Give me your ID number.
I got his employee number. It's number 3.
And what's your name again?
Roy. Roy Gerbel. The French spelling of Gerbel, not the American spelling.
You're something else.
Aw, thanks.
Where's your supervisor?
No, you're something else. No, you're supposed to do that to me then. Don't you know how to flirt?
Where's your supervisor, sir?
At the video store.
Why would a supervisor not be on the floor?
Because the supervisors have to take a break too, and it's lunchtime, so the supervisor is returning some movies and getting some lunch over at Subway. You know what? You're making my call times go way up. And so
that has nothing to do with me.
Well, it does for me, though, because I'm going to get in trouble if I'm on the phone forever. And we've been talking for 9 minutes and 38 seconds now. So I'm going to have to let you go.
Yeah, I have to wait for your supervisor.
Oh, no, I'm not putting my supervisor on. I don't want to get fired or lose my free, sexy time. You know?
Where's your supervisor?
Okay, hold on. Let me get the supervisor. Just a minute. 1 second.
Hello, this is the supervisor. Can I help you? Hello? Vanessa?
For the supervisor.
Hello. I just returned from the video store. Hello? Is this Vanessa? Hello?
Okay, I guess done with that lady, right? I mean, I don't know. I was getting kind of bored with her, really.
Hey, Brad, it's Ryan.
Long-time
listener, occasional caller.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. And, I was thinking, and the one thing we really needed this summer that we haven't gotten is a new Phone Losers song. And I've had an idea in my head floating around for a couple months now about writing a parody song based off of Lady Gaga's Applause. Today I finally got
around
to doing that.
All the rage today.
And I sent it to you at rbcp@phonelosers.org.
Holy shit, really?
And, so if you want to look at that, go ahead and do.
Hell yeah, I do.
I would make it myself, however, I don't have any technology to make it.
I thought you recorded it. You tricked me.
So feel free to edit it, and, you know, it'll be kind of like Kesha, because I know you like Kesha's boots and voice.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, they're basically the same artist.
Yeah. Well, anyway, bye, honey baby.
All right, bye. Thanks for not recording a song for me, but getting my hopes up anyway. Yep, here's his email with the lyrics to a parody for Lady Gaga's Applause. You know what we need? We need to set up forums or something, or maybe just use the Reddit page or even the Facebook group. I don't know. We need a place where we can post things like this. If you want to write a parody of a song but you don't want to record it, then you can just make up the lyrics and post it somewhere, and maybe someone else will perform it. You never know. It could happen. I mean, just last year, I wrote a parody called Internet Killed the Radio Shack several weeks after the Radio Shack show happened, and I was gonna record it, but then I decided I probably couldn't, or I just didn't have time, I don't know, so I just posted the lyrics up on the internet, hoping that someone else would record it, and I guess it was kind of a failed experiment because nothing happened. and nobody recorded it for me until just a couple days ago when Liz recorded it. Here's a brand new PLA song called Internet Killed the Radio Shack, and by brand new I mean kind of old, about a year old, based on a song that's about 30 years old, but if you want to call that brand new, then here it is. Here's a song by Liz, Darwin.
Radio Shack, this is Jeremy, how may I help you?
It began in Boston back in 1921. A store for nerds that would build radios for fun. Built to the roof with wires and lots of components. Oh, oh. And now today they are filing for bankruptcy. You'd think today we'd still need their technology. But no one cared, not even. Batteries are through.
Be a typical affair if not for the millions of customer names, addresses, and emails the company is selling.
Radio Shack is in talks with Sprint.
You know it's a rough day when 2,000 new Sprint locations is the happy part of a sentence.
Radio Shack, mother.
I'm disappointed the store is closing.
Cactus, Cactus Fusion. That was a song recorded by Liz Darwin. Holy crap, I'm going to have so many copyright violations in this episode. First DuckTales and now this. Anyway, so Liz wrote me an email. She says, I was enjoying the old Blockbuster episode you posted, and it reminded me of the Radio Shack calls from a year or so ago. They were all pretty amazing, and that reminded me of the Radio Shack parody that you wrote but decided to scrap. I grabbed the lyrics back then, meaning to make the song but never finished it, and I'm tired of staring at it on my desktop, so I finished the damn thing. She says it was a hard one to do but still fun to make. It's old news and no one cares anymore, so that seemed like perfect timing. She also said that she was hoping that maybe other people, other listeners, made their own versions of this song, and they sucked really bad, and I never played them. But no, sorry, Liz, to disappoint you. You're the only one that's done that. So thank you. That was amazing. And if any of you live in another country and you weren't able to listen to this episode on YouTube, you can blame Liz for it, for using copyrighted material that's going to get me in trouble. Thanks a lot, Liz. But really, seriously, thanks for the song. That was great. And seriously, we really should set up some sort of a system on something. Forums or Facebook, I don't know. Just a place for people to post their own ideas, and maybe people can do things with them, like Liz did.
Hello, Rad B.
Hello.
This is the Political Action Committee. We needed to talk about what you're saying on your show, because you're obviously not supporting Trump Trillery 2016.
It's so true.
So, if you would like to support Trump or Hillary, in 2016, we would love to hear from you.
Of course I would.
We're
Why wouldn't
calling
I?
You back And
what choice do I have?
To hear from you.
I'm not sure if I'm supposed to support Hillary or Trump or I don't know. That's a confusing voicemail. What the hell?
Hey, Brad. This is Robert.
Hey, Robert.
I just wanted to let you know that you have an absolutely fantastic taste in music, and with the more recent shows, I've absolutely been loving the fact that you've been playing Weird Al again. Thought I'd let you know that.
I'm glad you're enjoying it. I think the people listening to the live show would probably disagree with you, because they're always yelling at me about my horrible music that I always play. But I'm glad you like it. And hopefully Liz's song doesn't change your mind about my taste in music.
Hey, Brad. This is Bobby from Philly.
Hello.
Never called before. Kind of a new listener. I've been listening to almost every single one of your videos. Yeah. Love the shit.
Thanks.
Fucking love it. Just wanted to let you know that you're the shit. And,
hey, please stop cursing.
So there's no more.
I'm a Christian.
And
I don't know what that was supposed to be, but I'm glad you're enjoying things.
Hi, Brad. Mr. Hunga Dunga from the People's Karma Squad.
Holy shit.
Calling with some news.
I wonder what that news might be. Does it by chance involve a hobo?
I have a way to promote PLA and help the community.
Mm-hmm.
Since Seattle is the hobo capital of America, I have bought shirts and gave it to one of the hobo people that wanders the street near where I live. I sent you an email with a picture.
I remember
this. And a proposal
this.
For everybody to donate PLA shirts to hobos to get the word out and help the hobo community.
But more importantly, to give me money for my t-shirts.
That's all. Bye, Brad.
Bye, Mr. Hunga Gunga, whatever the fuck that name was. Yeah, you guys already know about this because I mentioned it on the beginning of the show, and I seriously didn't plan this. I didn't know this voicemail was in here, or I would have just not mentioned it in the beginning of the show. But thanks for the voicemail and the email, and I think I forgot to mention the link before to buy shirts for hobos, which is phonelosers.spreadshirt.com. Maybe I did mention that. I can't remember. Everybody should go there and buy various PLA t-shirts for every single homeless person in your city. That's your homework assignment for this week. Buy PLA shirts for hobos. It'll go great with their winter jackets that say, I'm sorry, on the back.
You just asked a woman if you could borrow a razor to shave your pubic hairs, and she told you to use it to just slit your wrists, and
I remember
hot tea all over myself, and now I have to go change my clothing.
Aha.
Fuck.
That's hilarious. Sorry about that. If you want to send me the cleaning bill, just email it to me.
Hey, Brad, it's Matthew.
Hey.
I'm the weirdo that has the answering machine website.
Ah,
so I've got an idea that you should do on the snowplow show.
NovelTyAnsweringMachine.com, everyone, since Matthew probably won't tell you what it is.
You need to call up a bunch of random people and tell them that Donald Trump wants their phone number and
yes.
that they have to get a new number.
For campaigning. That's a great idea.
I think that would be a really fun idea for the show.
Yep.
Anyway, you should try it.
Hopefully.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Hopefully I'll get to that one before the campaigning stuff ends, but that might be hard to do since Ding Timber is coming up in about a week.
Oh, dear Brad. Hey, it's Corbin Guy.
Hey, Corbin Guy.
Giving you a call. I don't have incredibly awesome things to say today.
Damn it.
So,
God damn it.
How about a little butt kissing? You're doing a good job.
Oh,
awesome
thanks,
show.
Corbin
right
Guy.
Right on. Keep up the good work, my friend.
That was the best, Corbin Guy. You sounded so sincere. And what a perfect voicemail to end the voicemails on and get back to the show. Because we have about 40 minutes of show left from the live show. So let's get back to that. And I guess that'll be the end for me for pre-recorded Brad here. So thank you once again, Gobi Gobi Gobi, for sponsoring the show. And I don't know, don't forget to buy a PLA shirt for a hobo. The link is in the show notes on phonelosers.org. Here's the rest of the show.
Hello, Andrew.
Hey, Andrew. This is Roy from the internet. You called the other day, and we're having some problems.
Right.
Did you get all that okay. taken care of?
Which issues was this for?
Oh, hell if I know. It shows here that it was a supervisor escalation. And they just said, I need to call you back. They said, you're very bitchy, is the word they use. They said, this guy was really bitchy, it says here on the account.
Oh, I don't know if I would have said bitchy.
Well, that's...
I was trying to be helpful.
Well, that's...
No, it was for my customer, one of my customers, that she couldn't get her phone service up and going, and it took until Monday to finally get it all squared away on the network side.
I'm sorry. So you have... I'm sorry. Who are you that you have customers? Are you like a prostitute or something?
Okay, now I'm confused. You're calling from where?
From... It says here that you were bitchy and you were being a drama queen, so I'm just calling to try and find out what was going on and see if I can help you.
No. I'm a...
Oh!
And I was working with a customer.
I see.
That may have been deemed as bitchy.
Well, this says on here that Andrew was the one being bitchy, and Andrew's a drama queen, it says.
I'm kind of taken aback by this phone call and the comments that are coming out of it.
Well, I'm just telling you what's written on here.
Yeah, and that's fine. I'm actually going to go and meet with this customer of mine that I've been troubleshooting this with. It is fixed now. She does have phone service.
Oh, that's good. Good job.
Yeah.
High five.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway, it says on here on this, it says there was a $25 crybaby fee on your account because you were being a crybaby. But I can go ahead and... it sounds like you've taken care of... I can take that off. I don't know why they put that on there. $25 crybaby fee. That doesn't seem right to call you names. I'll take that off.
Can I go ahead and just get your name and...
Sure, it's Roy.
Roy?
Yep.
Okay, thank you, Roy.
You're welcome.
So the purpose of your call is to call and see if this was... all remedied, and...
Yeah, I was just trying to make sure you weren't fucking over our customers. That's what they wanted. They said I just needed to call and make sure you're not fucking over our customers.
How am I fucking over your customers?
Well, no, I don't think you are.
In fact, they're mine.
No, I know, but they... Well, no, really, they're ours. You're just giving them to us. So don't try and say they're your customers. Anyway, I don't think you're trying to fuck over our customers, so it's fine. I'll tell them that everything looks on the up and up, and you don't. I'll say you do not seem like a scam artist or a sketchy reseller or whatever you are.
Where are you located, Roy?
I'm here in the customer service center.
In what area of the country?
Which country are you referring to?
Well, whichever country you're in.
Well, it sounds like you're trying to steal information from me, like you're an identity thief.
I'm not an identity thief.
Then why are you trying to figure out where I am? Are you wanting to, like, come down here and kick my ass or something? Just because I'm reading the report?
No. I'm just curious as to where you are.
Yeah, I'm sorry about the banging in the background, by the way. I can barely hear you. My coworkers are, like, having sex in the next cubicle.
Fantastic.
Sorry about that. It's embarrassing to me.
So you're in Montreal then, Roy, or are you down in the States?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know? Well, where are you at? I want to make sure you're not around, so you know you're not going to come here and like firebomb.
I'm not going to drive to Montreal. You don't have to worry about that.
Okay, all right. Because I don't want any trouble. I don't want you coming down here and starting shit. I'm just doing my job, you know.
Okay.
Good. Fine.
Cool. Well, yeah. I gotta get going, Roy.
Where are you going?
Thanks for the call.
You going to meet up with another customer that was dumb enough to give you their address? Probably gonna go kick him in the nuts or something. Is that what your thing is?
Roy, what is the purpose of this phone call that you're having?
I was just calling to make sure everything was fine and you weren't trying to fuck over the customer. It's fine. I wrote on here that it's fine. Everything's fine. I'm typing right now that customer seems legit. I mean, reseller seems legit. And everything's fine. Nothing to worry about. That's what I'm typing. There. Done. Whoa. Hello? Hello? Andrew?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, we're on speakerphone all of a sudden. That's weird.
No, I took you off speakerphone.
Oh, okay. Same thing. Whatever. Anyway, sounds like everything's good, so I can just let you go.
This is a really peculiar call that you're giving here.
Well, maybe if you weren't like that to the customers, you wouldn't get calls like this.
How was I to the customer? Can you explain
that? Well, it's really echoey now. I really think you did put me on speakerphone. So I was getting ready to put
I'm sorry for the echo.
I was getting ready to put a speakerphone fee on your account.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit of information for the account so that I can validate that
No, you're going to try and trick me into doing someone else's account. Anyway, I have to get going. I got to go curling.
Okay.
All right. Well, bye. Bye, Andrew. You just wanted to talk to me forever and figure out why this is happening. RKF told me to say I was going curling. Oh, wait, no, actually, I think I messed that up. Whatever I was supposed to say. Hello? John? Hello?
Hello?
John, is John there?
This is Chanel Brand. Who is that?
Well, who the fuck are you? I'm calling for John. I'm calling from... He called about some tech support issues.
I'm sorry, did you say who the fuck am I?
Well, yeah, because I was asking for John, and you're just trying to make it seem like I can just talk to you. I don't even know who you are.
No, I am his granddaughter, and he's 86 years old, and I handle his account matters. But thank you for speaking to me that way, and I'll be sure that I follow up with it.
Well, I have to ask about the dial tone, stupid. Man. Why do I do that?
Hello?
Hey, what'd you hang up on me for? I wasn't finished. I needed to find out about your dial tone.
Excuse me, you just called my phone and asked me who the fuck was I.
Well, what is this, grade school? Are you going to tell the teacher on me? It doesn't matter if I curse. We're both adults. What's the big deal? I'm just trying to talk like a human.
Okay, well, I have nothing to say to you.
Then why are you talking? Why are you talking so much? If you don't have anything to say to me. Oh, look at that. You had something to say to me just then. You said it. Okay, here's one. His name is Calvert. Why am I billed for my local when I should qualify for the Strive for Five? That seems like a good question.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hey there, is this Calvert?
Yes.
Hey, Calvert. It's Roy. I'm calling from the internet customer service tech support. You're calling to find out why you were billed for your local?
I beg your pardon?
You called the other day to find out why you were billed for your local, thinking you qualify for the Strive for Five?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. Did you figure it out? Did you figure out why?
No. Somebody called me and told me I didn't because some of my customers are business.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to tell you. Don't be such a dummy. You know, like, if they're business, they don't qualify for the Strive for Five. Durr.
Well, I didn't know that.
Well, now you do, don't you?
Yeah, now I do.
Yeah. So, is that it? Is that all you want? You just wanted to ask a really dumb question?
Yeah, ask a really dumb question.
Well, don't act so entitled next time. Don't think you're just entitled to everything.
Well, somebody once said, no question is dumb.
Yeah, but, you know, probably a really dumb person said that. Just because it's a quote, that doesn't make it a good quote.
Well, it's up to the individual to determine that.
So we've had some reports that you've been trading sexual favors for internet installation stuff. And
really?
I'm supposed to let you know that you're not allowed to do that.
Who the hell do you think you're talking to?
Calvert. It says right here. So I just needed to
Yeah, you call me. Who do you call me from? What's your name?
This is Roy from... And I just needed to let you know, you are absolutely not allowed.
Roy, I don't know where you're getting this stuff from, but, you know, I think you better check yourself before you talk to me like that, okay?
Before I wreck myself, perhaps?
before you talk to me like that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where you get the information from.
Oh, that's just what's here in the report.
Check your stuff.
I will.
Well, I don't care where you get a report from. So, you know, why don't you send me a legal document and we can take it up there?
Oh, I don't want to. I don't need all this trouble. I was just calling to let you know to stop trading sexual favors for internet support.
I don't know who. Listen, man.
You can't do that.
You sure you're calling from?
Of course I am. Sure? Who else would I be calling from?
I don't know. Because I don't know where you're getting that stuff from.
Well, it's right here in the report.
Who are you talking to?
I'm printing it. I don't
care which report. Who wrote the report?
You keep bringing it up. What? It sounds like you do care.
Listen, man. Listen.
God, I hope you
don't. When somebody calls me up and tells me talk stupidness to me, it does start. There's one thing you start talking about stupid stuff and so on. That's one thing. I'll let you slide with that. But when you start talking about your stupidness with that, that's a different story.
I hope you don't complain.
Okay, that's a whole different ballgame.
I hope you don't yell at your customers while they're sucking your dick like this.
That's a whole different ballgame, okay?
Okay.
I don't know who you get off from talking to me like that. Send me an email then, and let's take this up further.
I don't want to send an email.
I'm just
calling to tell you that, you know, you just, it's cat,
I don't know who, I don't
money
know who gave
only.
You my phone number, and I don't know who gave you my phone number and started talking this stupidness, but I think I really don't think you're calling from. Because
yes, I am.
Stupid.
I'm in the customer service department, and they said that you keep doing this, and I'm supposed to call and find out. And
yeah, you're supposed to call and find out. Well, you know what?
And then
let's get a supervisor online, and let's get somebody else from because I'm not taking your word for it.
Because
I don't like what you're telling me, and I don't like your tone how you're talking to me, and I don't like the words you're telling me.
Well, you need to stop yelling at me, sir. Stop yelling at me.
I can yell at you any day I want.
Well,
call me and tell me stupidness on my phone.
Okay,
you call to talk to me about something, that is fine.
Look, this
first
isn't a big
tell me
deal.
About stupidness and everything else, and then you start telling me about sexual favor. I don't know who you think you're talking to.
Calvert. It's Calvert. It says right here. And
no,
it says here in the notes.
You're talking to one of your friends.
No.
Maybe. Not me.
It's not even a big deal.
Get your facts written.
Look, just cash.
Get your facts written.
Money only
get
for internet services. That should be common sense.
Get your facts straight, okay?
Okay, hey, could you repeat that? Get your facts straight?
Exactly.
Say it again.
Apparently you're not hearing me.
Please repeat.
Okay, send me an email, and then we can take this up further.
Hey, stop being a spaz cat.
You don't know who you deal with. You think I'm one of your flunkies.
What do you mean I don't know who I'm dealing with? Are you important?
I'm more important than you.
You think? Not after we demote you to a cashier. Then we'll see who's more important.
What else?
Aww. Well, that was fun. Got yelled at a little bit. That's great that we're getting to talk to resellers. Stella. Stella has slow speed.
Hello.
Hi, is Stella there?
Who's this?
I'm calling from the internet. My name's Roy from...
From the internet, right?
Yeah.
And when are you guys going to be able to send a technician out?
Do we still need to do that? Is the speed is still slow?
Yeah, it's still extremely slow.
Okay.
It actually got slower, so I don't know what's going on.
Well, okay, here's the deal. Whenever we're just throttling your speeds is all it is because you're downloading too much pornography.
Say what?
You're downloading too much pornography. So when you download too much porn, we throttle your speeds until you stop downloading porn.
Oh, I don't download any porn.
Oh, it must be Stella. No, Stella probably downloads the porn then.
I don't think so.
Oh, it must be, because it shows right here I have a list of all the files she downloaded. Now, I'm not going to repeat them, because that's gross. I'm a Christian.
But is it show you like from which device it was downloaded from?
No, we can't see that. We can just see, you know, that it came from your house and you downloaded oh my gosh, this is a lot of porn. Like 87 terabytes of porn. Why would you download that much? Like, how long does it even take to watch that much? That's crazy.
You sure?
What?
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah, positive. We have the address of the modem and the physical address, and it's definitely coming from that modem. How many people...
I said, is either... Because I hardly doubt my mom watches porn.
You, well, I'm sorry, speak up. Speak up.
I said, I highly doubt that she watches porn, and I highly doubt that my sister has that much time. She's never been home to watch that much porn.
Maybe she's down.
My friend.
Mm-hmm.
So is either somebody either has hacked into our internet?
No.
And they're using it,
that's what they all say. They always try to blame it on hackers. I mean, what's the big deal? Maybe Stella just watches a lot of porn. What's the big deal? It's nothing to be ashamed of. You don't have to be ashamed of it. Just tell her to stop. Is she there right now?
Yeah. No, she's somewhere downstairs. I don't know where she's at.
Well, can you? Is this a home phone? Can she pick up an extension and we can talk to her about the porn? And maybe we could put your sister on three-way also, and we could just figure this all out. Figure out which person is downloading the porn. It's probably you, since... What's so funny?
Too funny.
I'm not trying to be funny.
No,
I'm just...
I know, it's just the way your voice sounds funny.
I see, okay. Is she... Can you run down there and just yell at her to... Like, ask her if she's downloading porn real quick? Just ask her.
I think she's a little quiet right now. I don't want to be yelling out stuff like that.
Oh, come on. No, it's... I order you to. I'm from... And it's imperative that you do this immediately.
You're from...
Yeah,
who's
yeah.
This?
We just need to make sure. This is Roy from tech support.
Roy.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Are you on a home phone or a cell phone?
I'm on a cell phone.
Okay. Does it have speaker?
Yeah, it has speaker.
Can you put it on speaker and just set it next to Stella?
Yeah,
and
you're
her?
On speaker. You're on speaker.
Okay, yeah, can you bring it? Oh, is Stella there?
Yeah.
Stella, hello? I don't
can hear you, but she's doing something right now.
Well, that's
she's
weird. It seems like that. She should be able to just say hello.
Nah, she's not going to talk. She's doing
I
something.
Think you're full of shit. She's not even there, is she?
Who is this?
This is Roy from the internet.
Roy who?
Yeah, from the internet. So where is Stella? Can you run down there real quick and
who
just put
this?
The phone next? I just need to talk to her about this problem, and you're not even on the account. It's under her name.
I'm Stella.
You're not Stella. You're full of shit.
No, I'm Stella.
No, actually, here, I'm going to put a line jerk fee on your account. There. Done. $25 next month, extra.
Oh, wow. You can do that?
Yep. I can do anything I want. I got your account open. So if you're going to be a smartass...
I doubt you work for...
No, you'll see when you get your bill, motherfucker.
I highly doubt you were fake.
Really? What's your first clue?
Huh?
What makes you say that?
Because you wouldn't be on the phone cussing.
Well, I don't know. I figure if you guys download that much porn, you can handle a little bit of cursing, because I know they curse worse than that in porn.
Wow.
Yep.
But
can't argue with that logic, can you?
So you're not sending a technician out, are you?
Well, no, I wanted to just find out what's going on, and it looks like, according to your account, you're downloading too much porn.
Oh, okay.
So maybe slow down on the porn, and your internet will work better.
Well, nobody watches porn in the house like that, I'm telling you.
Well, somebody does. So you just don't know your mother that well.
Maybe it's you.
Oh, you think it's me? You think I snuck into your house and downloaded porn?
Who knows?
Do you have Stella's number? Can I talk to her?
Yeah, you can call her.
Oh, great. What's her number without the area code?
8.
Nope, okay, 30, and then what?
Yo, who is this?
I just need to know Stella's number so I can... Just get this figured
this
out.
This has to be a prank. Is this a prank call?
No, I'm calling from and I'm in tech support.
What's your business ID?
51263 98.
Alright, what's your where's the headquarters?
Look it up. I'm not fucking Google.
You don't know where your headquarters is?
Of course I know where I'm at. Of course I know. I just
All right, so where are you at?
Well, why don't you just look on Google if you're so concerned with the history of our company?
No, I'm just asking the question. Where is your headquarters at?
Why do you need to know that? Is that a threat? Are you saying you're going to come down here?
It sounds like you're bullshitting.
No, I'm not. Just put Stella on the phone. I think you're on drugs.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's what I figured. So just put Stella on. I need someone sober so we can figure this out.
I'm sober.
It doesn't sound like it. Okay, so what is her number? Ready, set, go.
Well, you have a good day.
No, I need Stella's number. I need Stella's number.
I feel like your voice is.
God damn it.
All right, have a good day.
Put Stella,
bye.
Put Stella on the phone.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Hello?
Susan?
Just 1 second.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello,
Hello, Derek, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, awesome.
Yay!
Tech support. Who am I talking to?
My name's Roy. I see that you needed dispatch to come over.
I did?
Well, that's what it says. You're asking for dispatch. Do you still need a tech person to come out there?
Oh, it might be. You might have the wrong number, Roy. What number were you calling?
I'm calling yours. For Susan?
Is this Susan? No, I had tech at my customers today.
Yeah, you're like a reseller or whatever, right?
I'm an IBO.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I said. So anyway, what did you need? What did you call us for?
Well, I actually talked to business support, so I'm good.
I see. Okay. Hey, it says here on your account that you've been trading sexual favors for tech support, and you can't do that, just so you know. You're not allowed to. It's got to be money only.
Who are you?
This is Roy from tech support. I just need to let you know.
I don't think so.
What?
I don't think so. You're not from our tech support. You don't talk like that.
Oh, no, no. This is just what's on your account, on your file here, and it says that you keep doing that, and you can't do that. That's against the rules, and it's probably illegal, too.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you can't trade sexual favors to hook up someone's internet. It doesn't work like that. You're not allowed.
You know what? I think you've got the wrong number, and I don't think you're who you say you are.
I am, too. This is Roy. Who else would I be? I'm just saying you can't do that. It's money only, okay?
I don't know what you are talking about. I'm going to hang up.
Look, if you get one of the customers pregnant, okay. That was dumb. She was so friendly and nice. I feel bad for that one. Harold is helping customer install a router. So I think Harold is a, not a reseller, like a, just tech guy. That's what it is.
Harold Gray speaking.
Ah, Jesus Christ. You like really yelled at me. Holy crap. Harold?
Hello there.
Oh, hey, this is Roy from I guess you called in because you were helping a customer install a router?
I help a lot of customers, sir.
Hey, don't be a smartass.
You have to be more specific than that.
Well, it was a guy on Friday. It's on Friday.
Yeah, how can I help you?
Well, anyway, you installed it upside down.
Router.
Yeah, you installed it upside down.
Installed it upside down.
Yep. So, please don't do
what
that again.
That mean?
Oh, come on, you should know, you're the tech. Just try not to install the modems upside down, okay?
What are you talking about, sir?
He doesn't install modems.
Hey, well, no, it says here he did. Please tell that lady in the background to shut the fuck up, because she's interrupting.
Okay.
Just tell her to be quiet. Who is that?
What's your employee ID, sir?
Oh, I don't have to tell you that. I already told you my name. Well, I'm just saying that.
Very good. Bye bye.
That you shouldn't learn how to install. He's gone. Okay. Oh wow, here's Miss Jackson. I swear the name on this one says Miss Jackson. I'm gonna call her and tell her I'm sorry. No. Oh, it doesn't even say anything. There's no. It says home phone. That's all it says. Hello, Miss Jackson.
Yes.
Hey there. This is Roy from the internet. You called because of your home phone problem.
Called like the other day.
Yeah, the other day you called about your home phone problem.
Yeah, but I got it straightened out, I think.
Okay, well, I just wanted to tell you I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. That's all I got. Just wanted to say I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. did they tell you why it wasn't working?
Did they tell me why it wasn't working?
Yeah, and also, do you regret aborting Floyd Mayweather's twins?
What?
Nothing. Did they say
what? I'm really sorry about that, okay?
No, oh no, I'm sorry. Bye-bye. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. You don't have to be sorry. Wow, her attitude just changed when I brought up Floyd Mayweather. It looks like the last review on the 66 Church page is from Jeff Moore. That's the only new one. The MLK Jr. Free Range Taco Pizza Special looked like it was run through the dishwasher, but it sure tasted swell, even though we had to drink it with long straws out of a bucket. The honor hole in the men's room was placed almost 6 feet up from the floor, but standing on the restroom attendant shortly got me to the correct height for my post-meal happy ending. All in all, if you have a very establishment, is what he says, and should be mostly proud of the work that most of your employees do most of the time. That's from Jeff. Thanks, Jeff. What a great review of the 66 Church. Yep, that's it. All done with that. All right, let's call just a couple more of these numbers, and then I'm finished for the day. Holy shit, I've been doing this for like 3 hours. Why did I do that? Now I get to go edit a 3-hour show. That's going to be so much fun. We're going to call Richard. Richard would like to be called back between 5 and 6 Eastern. Looks like it is currently 4:17 Eastern, so teehee.
Hello.
Hi, Richard?
Yes.
Hey, Richard, it's Roy from the internet. You said you wanted someone to call you back about some problems you were having.
From the internet?
From...
I don't have an internet provider.
Well, your phone provider then? I don't know. Is this really Richard?
Yes, it is. Was my phone provider. They no longer are.
What'd you call him for? On Friday.
I called regarding a bill that I received.
Okay, well, just tell me that instead of going through all this stupid shit. Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the problem with the bill?
Nothing. It's been resolved. I called today, and they took care of it.
What was the problem?
They billed me for... The account's been closed, and they sent me a bill for 69 cents.
Ah. Oh, that's stupid, because that cost almost as much as the stamp and the paper.
Well, I thought it was rather strange that they took the time to bill me 69 cents.
I'm going to fix that.
On an account that's been closed.
There, hold on. I'm fixing it. Adding a couple zeros. There. $69. All fixed.
Okay.
Yep. You're going to
I don't understand how the message reached you or what's going on.
Oh, well, I'm with billing. I just needed to... I was just trying to figure out what the problem is, and we figured it out. It's really stupid to bill someone for that little, so your new bill is $69 even. I added two zeros.
Why am I being billed $69? The account is closed.
Because it's stupid to bill 69 cents. That's like... cost more to collect it than it would to collect 69 cents. That'd be stupid.
Well, and I don't want a bill for $69.
Well, that's what you're
getting. You're entering in a... Why?
I just put on a bunch of random fees that added up to $69. Like, I put a bothering billing representatives fee, you know, calling about stupid shit fee, having a dumb last name fee. That one was $13.
So you're going to? Are you telling me I'm going to receive a bill for $69?
Yes, and that will make much more sense than sending a bill for 69 cents.
There is no reason for me to have a bill. The account was closed. I discontinued the service.
Yeah, but there was
I moved.
There was a leftover fee that you forgot to pay for 69 cents. I had to charge you a small bill fee, and that brought it up a little bit. Anyway, I got it up to...
I'm not paying a bill for $69.
Oh, you better. It'll go against your credit if you don't.
The person who's... There's a mix-up at your end on your billing process.
This will teach you to leave frivolous support requests.
Look, that is your phone procedure. I called in and was hanging on the line waiting to speak to someone.
Oh, you wasted so much of our
time.
They
came back to me and said, they're too busy. Leave your name and phone number. We will call you back. I heard from no one.
Why don't you just do it online? That'd be easier for everyone.
Well, I do not understand your system. Here. I am no longer your customer. I closed the account, and I owe you nothing.
Oh, hold on. I got to type something.
I paid the bill in full when I was billed. This is a new billing period, and your computer generated a bill for 69 cents.
Okay, there. I just added a fee for sounding like an elderly Jack Nicholson. That was $12. So now the total is $81. Yay, math. $81.
For what reason?
Because you sound like an elderly Jack Nicholson. That someone in the chat room said I should write that in into the fee list. I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying, you know, had to put that in there.
I don't understand where you're coming from. You know, you're being a smartass.
don't. Hey, okay, that's it. Cursing fee. Cursing at an employee fee. $8 more. There we go. Done.
You can bill me for whatever you want. The account's closed. I owe you nothing. Well, I am paying you nothing.
It's going to go against your credit then. You're going to have bad credit. You'll never be able to buy a house in the future.
You can't bill me for services that are not being performed.
Well, it's just a fee. It's just, you know, random fees that appear on your bill. It's completely legit.
It's not legit. I am not paying you a fee for anything. I closed the bill before the billing period, and the account was settled.
Well, I reopened it. I reopened it so we could add more fees to it.
You can do as you wish.
Thank you.
Let me speak to your supervisor.
I'm glad I have your permission. I'm going to add a phone drama fee for, $27. Done. Phone drama fee. He hung up on me for some reason. I don't know why. Why'd he do that? Ronald says a whiny old fuck fee. $250 supervisor request fee. Yeah. Okay. All right, you guys. I think that should be the end of the show. I would really love to play I'm Sorry, Miss Jackson by Outkast, but YouTube says that's not allowed. I can't play copyrighted stuff. So you guys are going to get some positive attitude instead. This is 2600. Requested by some jerk in the chat room. Bye, everyone. Thanks. Thanks for listening.
Around the backs of alligators, lower in the boom like Space Invaders. upstairs are binging, I'm breaking down your walls.
Looking out for treasure, looking out for pitfalls.
So you think you're player one?
Sorry!
I hate to burst your bubble like Circus said, sorry. But just like Joust, I gotta knock you off your ostrich.
It's all in your game like a Burger Time sausage.
If this were Enduro, I'd go the extra mile, have you spinning in your grave.
Combat style!
Your game is over, but don't get mad at me, crying like Keeper's B when I'm for vanities.
What you think of Tron like you're some kind of rebel?
So I'm playing you like you're the Teddy Bear level.
Everybody hold up your lighters, cause I got 26 ordinary chips with typewriters. Don't even try to dispute me, cause I got 2600 interims on my hoopty.
I'm straight dropping bombs like Missile Command.
You clearly understand she had the joystick in her hand.
And you know I'm blowing up just like Dick Dug.
And I'm bumping and I'm jumping in my VW bug.
Gorgeous like Alexi and I'm always bugging out.
Centipede, I rip her girlfriend like a cow because I'm gonna snatch her up like my name is Donkey Kong.
I'm like Centipede, it won't be long
till she's calling me Mr. Do and you're hopping mad like kangaroo.
So you better check yourself cause your game is full of glitches. This isn't River Raid, but we're blowing up your bridges.
And when you turn blue, I'm coming after you like Inky, Pinky, Mickey, Sue.
I'm gonna take the chalice back to the Yellow Palace. I got so much game, I got a callus.
All my tasting girls ain't that choosy, cause I got 2600 in my jacuzzi. The styles I wear are the flyest, cause I got 2600 zippers on my vest. Gonna need a couple more tables, cause I got 2600 pounds of Swiss cake rolls. I'm about as clever as Ryan Brand, cause I got 2600 brain cells in my.
Oh, Broadband 2 is blinking red.
Oh, Broadband 2, that's the Nigerian scammer light.
Well, what the heck's going on?
I don't know. Do you have a hammer?